A long-awaited report into abuses at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison is due out next week. Defense officials who've seen draft copies say the inquiry clears senior commanders of ordering abuse and finds no evidence of wrongdoing by military higher-ups outside the prison. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, that's raising questions about a possible army whitewash.
From the moment the Abu Ghraib story broke this spring, a central question has loomed. Were the abuses the work of a few bad apples in the U.S. military? Or were top commanders also culpable for creating conditions that allowed the abuses to happen? This report, begun by Army Major General George Fay on April 23rd, is supposed to help answer that question. Defense officials say it does fault commanders for inadequate supervision. But in the end, the inquiry implicates no one outside the prison. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, who commanded the 800th Military Police Brigade at the time of the abuse, says that's unacceptable.
They didn't do this fairly. They didn't do this completely. And whitewash seems like an accurate word.
Karpinski has already been suspended from her post. The new report is expected to recommend further disciplinary action against her and against the head of military intelligence at the prison. Of the numerous inquiries underway into what happened at Abu Ghraib, Pentagon officials have called this one the most significant. Karpinski says that's why it's inconceivable that no one more senior than she is being held accountable.
I had higher expectations, and I was hoping that one of these reports would at least get to the truth or identify that there was more to this than that was on the surface and that seven military police personnel did not do this on their own. And I don't think we're there yet.
Several military analysts contacted by NPR say Karpinski has a point and that commanders such as three-star General Ricardo Sanchez shouldn't get off scot-free. Sanchez was, until recently, head of U.S. forces in Iraq. Then there's the issue of whether ultimate responsibility lies in Washington. At the peak of the scandal, there were calls for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to resign. But Pat Lang, a former Army intelligence officer, says you have to be realistic about how high up the chain of command an internal Army investigation is going to go.
They don't have the authority to investigate people above them in the constitutional setup of the United States. Now, someone else would have to investigate Secretary Rumsfeld's role and the role of the Office of the Secretary of Defense. It would have to be outside the Army chain of command.
Defense officials declined to comment on the record today, but Frank Gaffney, a Pentagon official in the Reagan administration, argues that perhaps it's time for people to accept the Defense Department's investigations at face value.
My feeling is that at some point, enough is enough. And if one keeps getting back an answer that some people find either politically inconvenient or, for their purposes, inconvenient in some other basis, you have to say, let's move on. Let's move on because, frankly, there's a war on.
Congress has already held several hearings on the scandal. The next is scheduled for September 9th. Meanwhile, Abu Ghraib's troubles continue. Yesterday, U.S. military police shot dead two detainees at the prison. A riot had broken out. Hundreds of men joined in the brawl, and military spokesmen say the guards had no choice but to use lethal force. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.